By the way, this stage and the tent over there are presented by the Florida Folklife Program from the Department of State. And with... through a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. The Florida Folklife Program documents and presents traditional culture from throughout Florida. And one place where we have done a lot of research also is Miami, where Liliana is from, and where there are many people who've made their home there who are originally from the Caribbean islands.
Liliane Louis.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, I don't have much time, maybe 20 minutes or half an hour, and I have to speak to you about folk medicine, and I have to cook the beye for you, and you have to taste the beye. And I have so much to say about Haiti. I don't know really where to start. But, you know, since I'm going to give you a little bit of everything, and then after that, you will come to my table under the tent, and I will speak more to you, but I have to leave the scene to somebody else. Is there anybody who could come here and wash their hands and try to help me with the beignet while I'm talking? Okay, come in. Okay, that's what you're going to do for me. You're going to help me a little bit, all right? You're going to wash your hand, and you're going to, while I'm talking, and you're going to kind of, before I do that, do you know what this is? This is a, what is this? What is this? This is a calabash. Okay, inside of that calabash looks like a pumpkin. Inside of, it's all dark things inside, dark meat inside. So you have to remove it, clean it, and it become a very valuable piece of material, tool for your kitchen. And you cut it in half. You have two balls, and that's why I'm using one today to make my beignet. Now, can you come and wash your hands? Bien, I'm glad it's empty. I love it, Sammy. Come and wash your hands. You're going, and then you're going to start stand by me. And come on, who wants to help me? You don't want to help me? But don't do that. Wash your hands because our hands are to be clean when we are cooking. I'm just saying I would like to share so much with you, my Haitian culture. So excuse me if I make a potpourri out of it, because I want to give you a little bit of everything. Because I'm so proud of my country. You see, 200 years of independence. Can you imagine that? A lot of you don't know that my country is 200 years independent. And you see my flag here? That flag is already 200 years, because it was created on May 18, 1803. So that on January 1st, 1804, was our first day of independence. And then that means January 1st, 2004, we will be 200 years independent. We are the first black country independent in the Western Hemisphere. Gladys, viens, tu vas m'aider pendant que je porte, je vais te dire ce qu'il faut mettre. Then, this is banana. This is banana inside here. You see that banana? It was darker than this one because it has to be dark. Où sont les cuillères et fourchettes? Voilà, c'est là. It has to be dark, okay? So this can do it, but if it's darker, mushy, it's better to make your beignet. Beignet is a delicatessen that we serve at carnival time. During carnival, everybody eat beignet. Everybody make beignet and go on the street and sell their beignet. And after that, you know, start the Lent period. But the carnival is the time that everybody have a good time. They sins all they can, and they sins in public. They sin on the street. They do a lot of things that you wouldn't want to see them doing. And then not only that, the group is so packed, you cannot even see what they're doing inside. But they're doing a lot of things inside. And as a matter of fact, in Haiti, 9 months after Carnival, we have the hospitals are very busy. And the midwife, they're very busy too, delivering babies. So this is Carnival time. But after that Carnival time, there is a lot of rites, and those rites are in the Catholic Church particularly, because that's the time you have to do penance for all you did during Carnival time, and all for all too much beyer that you ate too. You know, that the small sins, eating beyer too much, but the other things are big things, because it carry a lifetime and many, many generations to come after. You know what I mean, don't you? Huh? Now, continuing your beyer, tu vas mettre deux œufs. Tu mets deux œufs, tu les mets. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm not going to be fancy to remove the little germ and things like that. Now just break the eggs and keep on beating it. Now, to show you, since this carnival, this festival here is rite of passage, I want to show to you something they do in Haiti. Okay? And this is a rite, and that rite may have so many things attached to it. For instance, when I saw my uncle doing it, my father was a doctor, by the way. I didn't see my father doing things like that. But my uncle, who was a brother of my father, anytime he will come home, and you know in Haiti, once you come home in the morning, automatically the woman of the house is going to offer you coffee. Not even my mother. That will be the maid who will come. Mr. So-and-so, this is your coffee. It's just natural. They have to serve them coffee without asking. So I will see my uncle going like that. He took it, when they serve him his coffee, the first thing my uncle will do, what do you think my uncle going to do? Drop coffee, before he drinks his coffee. And with that, you think that's all my uncle, before he drinks his coffee? He will go in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Right? So that little thing here was for the ancestors. He has to acknowledge their ancestors, and he has to say thank you to their ancestors. So, do you think that's interesting? Have you ever seen anybody giving something to the ancestor before they eat? No, you have not seen that. Okay, me, I'm giving some to my plant because that's good for my plant. It's not for my ancestors. Okay. Now, wait. After you do that, you put a half to two eggs. A half cup. One third cup of sugar. This is the sugar. Okay? One third. Show me the one third before you put it. Okay. I teach cooking too, you know. I teach cooking at the community college. Now, okay, so I told you my presentation was going to be a potpourri because my culture is so rich. And it's like I would like to give you everything in 15 minutes. But you know that's impossible, right? I'm not even going to talk to you about voodoo. That's not even fair to speak about voodoo, because you probably know more than me about voodoo than myself. No, anything. Like I said, since I cannot give you everything, I'm going to give you a little bit of that plant. That plant called sour soap. Do you know why Haitians are using leaves so much? In Creole, they call it corosol. In English, they call it sour soap. Okay, S-O-P, sour soap. And I'm going to tell you the properties of that plant. But do you know why Haitians use that plant so much? Okay, or plant, herbs, folk medicine, okay? This is forget about right now and think about tradition. I have a father that is a medical doctor, and I grew up doing a lot of folk medicine. Why? Because my grandmother did it. My mother did it. They passed it on to me from generation to generation. They have been doing folk medicine, and that's how I learned to do folk medicine myself too. I have some very, very important folk medicine. But I give you a little history on that. The slave came from Africa. They transferred their life to the New World. That doesn't mean they broke completely with Africa. They have a lot of things, the way for them to harvest, to plant, to harvest, to give birth, okay? All those they came from Africa with. And when the baby was born, they cut the umbilical cord. What do you think they do? Did they throw it away? Nope. They go in to enrich the soil with it too. They're going to plant it someplace. And you think they're just going to plant it and forget where they planted it? They're going to have a plant. They're going to plant a tree on top of that umbilical cord. So they will always know where that baby's umbilical cord is. And not only that, this is a way to protect the environment. This is a way to have more plants, more trees. So that the Haitian people do that. And that's a very important rite of passage, if you think of it, right? And it's very important. Now, the reason too, the Haitian, poor Haitian colonized, of course, but they kicked the French out, you know. What can you do? If you have the spirit I have, you will kick them out too. Okay. Anyway, they were poor. They didn't have a mean of doctors. They would go to a mambo or a wungan. But the mango and the wungan, they cured them with folk medicine. And some of them, to cure people with their folk medicine, not having the leaves they used to use when they were in Africa. You know, they find some of the leaves in the New World, but not everything they used to have in Africa. For instance, I have a plant there came from Ghana. It was given to me here at the festival. It called sorrel. I didn't know it before, but the slave did use a lot of plants, but they didn't know. But remember, with voodoo and with being possessed, that's when they learn to use those plants. Because when they possess, another person get into them, an ancestors or somebody else come to them, a loa, L-O-A, like they say, and that person tell them, that spirit tell them which plant to use for such disease. And that's how they got their knowledge. They got their knowledge also through dreams. And believe me, if I say that to you, it's not because I read it in the books. It's because I experienced it. At my house, there was a lady who used to do laundry, would come and pick up the laundry. She was so accustomed to the house that when she had a child, my first brother, who was a doctor too, was a godfather for that child. So we knew the woman very well. A poor woman, she was a beautiful woman, but she was poor, and that's the way she made her living. By having a few family taking care of their clothes and taking it back every week. So anyway, one day that woman came. It was a day after it had rained. And 5 minutes I have you here, but okay. Now, that woman started to speak French and she went to the mud in the backyard and she put herself on the mud. So that is telling you how much. And then she started to speak French, the perfect French. That poor woman could hardly speak Creole. And she started to speak the perfect French. But it's in that kind of possession that the spirit will come and tell them which leaves to use. And that's why I have a lot of leaves that I'm using. You didn't find them in Africa, but they've been passing on and on, generation to generation. Okay? And the sour soap, let me tell you what the sour soap said. Lately, they have discovered that you cannot take too much of that sour soap to sleep. But the sour soap makes you sleep, really. So what they do, met what?
3/4 cup of flour. 3/4 cup of flour.
Okay. And then, if you give in soursop to a baby, a newborn baby, you only put one leaves, and then for one bottle of water. You boil the water, you put it. When it's cold, you add the little sugar or honey, and you give to baby. Baby can sleep all night with that. If you're an adult, you can put 6 or 7 leaves. And then you bake an infusion, and you put water, sugar in it, and you drink. And the fruit is very good too. It's a very big fruit, green. When you open it, inside has black seed and like cotton or wonder seed, and it's juicy. You take that juice, you add sugar, water, ice, evaporated milk, and it's delicious. Okay, I think that's all I can tell you. And if you want to know more, you come to my table right there, and I will tell you. But now I'm going to finish the beer, okay? And after the zest of the green lime, we put some vanilla essence, a little bit of rum, okay? And you beat it up. And we put a little bit of baking. That much? A little bit of salt, like that, and a teaspoon of my book called When Nightfall Creek Crack, and it's a book of stories, folk stories, and recipes. So if you're interested, you can get it and you will find all the recipes in it. The baking soda? Baking powder, baking soda. A little bit of each. Pas de cinnamon. And then, I was going to speak to you about yuca. Because yuca was very important in the diet of the people in the New World. They have found the yuca manioc. The Indians used to use it. But the slaves were able to come up with something very good with the yuca. And it was so special during during colonization, that the powder that they find from the yuca was safe only for the master. And of course, you know, sweet potatoes was very much used too. But my time is up.
No, it isn't.
Oh, my time is not up.
No. Yeah. Are you done making the beignets?
Yeah. The beignets are made.
They're made?
Yeah, but we haven't fried them yet.
Just fry
them and we're done. Okay. Let me see. I got to taste a little bit to see. You did great, guys. You did great. Let me put a little bit of sugar. It could have a little bit of more sugar in it. Mm-hmm. Not much, but okay. Now, something very important for the beignet is the cinnamon. Okay. Oh, thank you, guys. What's your name?
Jacobin.
Oh, that's I so good?
You will see. Good question. Yeah. He's asking a question.
Why do I need that sugar? You're going to see. Oops. No. Yeah, okay. Now that my bear, you saw all the things they had, right? Eggs? Where? No, there is no grease at all. It's brand new. Okay. Emery and Jacob, go sit down here. Qu'est-ce qu'il y a? Il y a un papier? Oui. Qu'est-ce qu'on va faire? On va l'enlever? Il faut l'enlever? Mais quittez-le, il a fini de bonner la boule. Non, il va mouiller. Son papier est en bas. Bon. Où ça pour moi? J'aurais dû y penser. Hein? Ça finit pas bon. Ça me tout à fait. C'est mon avis de le lancer. Mm-hmm. Est-ce que je ne pourrais pas l'enlever non plus? I will not be able to take it off. Mm-hmm. You think so?
Je vais le laver avant.
Non, ne le lave pas.
Laver ça.
Je vais l'enlever.
We're having a little technical problems with the cooking here. These are all new utensils, and apparently a piece of paper was stuck on the bottom of the frying pan. So now we're going to try again.
Okay.
In the last few minutes of our presentation.
Okay, now after you've done the beer, you have to make sugar. Cinnamon sugar for the beer. After you done beer, you have to make the cinnamon sugar and you have to dip them in the cinnamon sugar. And then in Haiti at carnival time, that's when you eat the beer. Did you eat beer at carnival time? Oh, good. Very good. All right, we're almost done. I guess they're waiting for somebody else.
Yeah, the next group has to set up.
The next group has to set up. Well, I guess once I did a few, then we can move and we finish the rest at the. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're getting.
So
there.
We're frying here. This is kind of like the idea of dropping something on a cooking sheet, except in the Haitian tradition, a lot of the snack food is fried. And here is the case where we're dropping with the spoon into oil and then taking the resulting product and rolling it in sugar with cinnamon for delicious Haitian... How do you spell that?
B-E-I-G-G-N-E-T. Beignet.
Beignet.
B-E-I-G-N-E-T.
But soon we will have to strike the set of the kitchen, and it will be reset over here in the folk life area, in the back part. And you might even get a little taste if you dash over quickly. But at the same time, of course, we have music and more music here. So you have to make a decision. Now, are these turned? Do you turn these in the oil, or do they just cook like this? You turn them over in the oil.
Si vous, ça va très bien. Quand il faudra transporter la table, peut-être vous pourrez nous aider. Merci.
Could you translate the question and the answer?
Well, he asked if you could come to help. To we help. Told him for now it's okay, but when we move in the table, we appreciate his help.
Anybody here know how to make this? Do you know how to make this?
So do you think you'll be able to make it? It's very
you do?
Easy.
You know how to eat it.
Okay.
Uh-huh. All right.
From now on, don't tell me you're going to throw away the overripe bananas. You're going to take them and you're going to make beignets. All you have to do is beat up your banana, you know, squash it, or you could put it in the blender. You add 2 eggs, depending on how many bananas you have. Then you add flour, sugar, not too much sugar, because you're going, after that you're going to dip it in the cinnamon sugar. And you add flour, baking powder, baking soda in very small quantity, and a little bit of salt. And for flavor, it's the skin of lime, green lime, and vanilla essence. And if you want, you can add a little bit of rum. But if you don't want, if rum, you cannot drink alcohol or you don't want to give it to children, then you don't put that. Okay, and that's it. That's very easy to make. You see, it's Marie and Jacob who did it for us. And they're going to be the first one to taste it.
Many thanks.